What advice would you leave for a new Latin teacher or someone who's considering becoming a Latin teacher at a classical school or co-op?
Well, I think the first rule of being a teacher for any subject is know what you're teaching. Mm. So I would say if you've already had training in Latin, great. Mm. If not, or if you don't feel confident in what you've learned, I would look for some support system around you. Usually every town or city has a college or community college where you could take audit, even for free or a very reduced cost, a Latin class to brush up. There are also now a lot of online options if you are more interested in self-study because maybe the college courses aren't available or don't fit your schedule. So I'd say first brush up at least on the amount of Latin you know you need to learn in order to teach the level you would need to teach. Stay not just one step, stay several steps ahead of your students because Latin is a cumulative language. It's going to build on itself, and one thing always applies to something else down the road. So it's good if you have the big picture. Second of all, I'd say, you know, find your temperament. What is your niche? I know some teachers who are excellent for older students don't work so well for younger students, and vice versa. You know, we have a kindergarten teacher who is just marvelous. I could not teach kindergarten. I love the kindergartners. I love to go in and spend an hour with them, but I wouldn't be an all-day kindergarten teacher. So know your temperament and what ages you think you would relate to best. Once you get in the classroom, know your students. Build a relationship with your students. You know, sadly, in this day and age, the advice I received as a teacher training to go into public school was, don't smile for the first 6 weeks. You're not there to be their friend. You're there to be your teacher. And it was almost, you know, keep up this cold wall. Well, in some situations, I can see where that may be the viewpoint for survival. But kids are going to become interested in something when they know you're interested in them. So get to know your students. Get to know what makes them tick. You know, if you have a student who's particularly interested in sports and athletics, you can bring in stuff about gladiators or chariot races that will take their interest. Maybe you have a girl who wants to be a fashion designer someday. You can bring in stuff about jewelry or costumes that might capture her interest. So know your students, know how best to relate to them. And don't be afraid to make mistakes. We all do. And don't be afraid to admit you've made a mistake. Even now, there are days when I say something and later I realize, you know, that wasn't quite right. And I have to go back and say, you know, guys, I blew it here. I got this one wrong. But let's go back and see why I made that mistake and what the correction is. And I think that makes them feel free to make mistakes, too. Especially teenagers, they get so embarrassed by making a mistake. They need to know it's okay. We're going to read this passage, and you may mess a sentence up, but that's okay. That's why we're here. We're here to learn, and we're going to get better by making our mistakes and then learning from them.
Well, thank you, Karen. We've been talking with Karen Moore, the Latin teacher at Grace Academy in Georgetown, Texas. Karen also has a blog called LatinAlive.com, where Latin teachers from around the country can collaborate and talk about the value of teaching Latin and various pedagogical strategies for teaching Latin. She also is the featured trainer on a course for new Latin teachers called Latin for Teachers, which is available through classicalacademicpress.com. Thank you very much, Karen, for joining us. I guess we should say, Muchas gracias, Tibiago.